After the Second World War, the soldiers came home, and community life was rebuilt, and a new community focus was created, the Otford Ridge Social Club.
Gradually, towards the end of the war, several of the men who were working in the factories on restricted work played various musical instruments and formed a little band, and this band used to play in St Mark's Church Hall. The idea was to teach young ladies the basics of ballroom dancing. Right towards the end of the war, the men that had been running these dances for the benefit of the community also decided that the one pub on Otford Ridge, the King Alfred, really wasn't what all of them wanted to drink in. And they felt that there was every need for a better social function. The church, of course, being a church hall, didn't allow alcohol. So when they held these dances, half the evening, the men were down the pub trying to get a drink. So a small group of them got together, and the Otford Social Club, as it's now called, came into being because this group of men decided to go around and ask people on the estate, would they be prepared to put sixpence a week into a joint fund, one, to purchase some land, and two, if there was enough money, to eventually build the club on it. And the club's aims would be much more social than as a place just to drink. By 1946, they had raised more than enough money to put a bid in for the land, which is where the social club stands now, but covered the whole of Cooper's Rise and an area right down to the main road. And they then set about raising a bit more money and building the Otford Social Club. The original club was quite a small building, but it did provide them with a bar, albeit a small bar, and a main hall in which they could hold their dances, their darts, and their whist drives, etc. And this developed into a place where membership was encouraged, and the words, instead of being a working men's club, the majority felt the word social club was a much better description because they wished to have lady members.
By belonging to the club, I'm sure you met and made lots of friends.
I did, yes, including, believe it or not, the lady I'm married to, Pamela. She used to come round there with a friend of hers, and they used to be sitting in the snooker room. I was on the billiard table, and I can see her now. They've sat on the other side of the room, looking across the two tables. And I thought, I rather fancy her. So I started going out with her. That was 1955, I think, wasn't it? And it wasn't long before I proposed marriage to her. And she wouldn't get married until she was 21. So we had to wait till June the 15th, 1957. So we're now in March 2007. So in June this year, this is our golden wedding.
The first thing we did on Otford Ridge, after we got there, we realised that apart from the social club, which was basically like all working men's clubs were in those days, a boozing club, fair enough. I mean, I went in, I liked the occasional glass, you know, and lots of other people did. But there was nowhere for the teenagers and even older people to actually have an enjoyable time of any sort. And I've been involved very much in my later years in the army when I was in Germany, in being a social organiser. I knew a little bit about organising things. And we found a band in Milford who played what was then modern dance music, but they also played a certain amount of square dances. And I got them to come once a month to St Mark's Church, because we hadn't got a hall of any sort there. I had an old Adana lead type printing machine. I typed out an advertising thing every month, and we used to go around and push them through every door, and we used to get quite a crowd in there. And that was the start of our doing things up there. It started with that, and then somebody said they need a youth club, and the county said we can give you a certain amount of money. It was pounds in those days, you know. This was in the 50s, and we started getting kids to come along to a youth club, and it was reasonably successful.
Well, did you hold that at the social club?
No, we held that at St Mark's too.
Yeah.
Because St Mark's was the only hall we had that wasn't a beer place, you see. What happened was, they didn't, in the end, didn't like the church being constantly used as a community room. The only other hall was the Scout and Guide headquarters, which we built.
When did you build that?
60s.
Right.
We started the fund much earlier. It took a long, long time to raise that money. There were no grants, there was no, obviously no lottery, there were no joint funding like we have now. Every penny had to be raised, and we did everything. You name it, we did it. Whatever it was, we had dances, we had socials, we had concert for a week every year in the Borough Hall, and filled the Borough Hall every year, sort of gang show type concert.
Really?
Open air bazaars, we sold bricks, although most of it is not brick, but we sold bricks anyway, paper bricks. And we raised the money to build it. A lot of people gave their services free, and then they decided they wanted scouts. And in fact, our son became a scout. We got involved, parents got involved with the scouts group committee.
Right.
And they made me chairman for some silly reason, I don't know why, but...
there was nobody else around.